Hello, sister.
Hello, Susan.
Welcome to
Dip Stitch.
Well, we're finally back. It's been such a long time.
I know.
And we're in person?
Yeah.
You drove all the way in my Audi?
No, the Audi you sold to me, it is no longer yours. And if you want it back, no. you can pay for the $1,500 repair that I paid for yesterday.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
So you're here. We haven't done this in a really long time.
Yeah, right.
And times are changing.
What do you mean?
So first of all, tell us a little bit about your knitting. Yeah, I mean, how's the knitting going?
It's not.
What?
I have taken a break from knitting, which is really strange because I love to knit. But
you're a nitwit.
I'm a nitwit. And but before I put it down over the past month or so, I did learn to do a dip stitch.
No way.
How
long did it take?
Not long at all. I figured it out finally. Gosh. And when we started this podcast, we did called it Dip Stitch.
Bane of your existence.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why we called it Dip
Crazy.
Stitch. What are we going to call it now?
Did the Joe Stitch, the Cinch Stitch, I don't know. Then we can come up with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you learn during this long COVID break we had from our podcast?
What did I learn?
It's been almost a year. No, did you learn that during that COVID time?
Oh, yeah.
Being at home more and stuff?
Yeah, I was making Christmas gifts. I was making hats.
Nice. Beautiful hats.
I made a bubble hat. And in order to do that, you have to dip stitch.
Nice. So you learned. Awesome.
So I learned it.
Awesome.
And then I put it down.
And then you just took a break.
I took a break, and I'm going to try to get back to it. But I took a break because I created a website for writers. It's a writer's space.
You're a creator.
Facilitator.
Goddess.
No, yes. But what I wanted to say, was I created the website because I wanted a place for creative people to gather. A place where people could express themselves and enjoy the writing and have readers enjoy the writing.
Yeah.
And the name of the site is dilettantelife.com.
Perfect. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm looking for contributors, so here's a plug. Anybody who's interested in writing, go to dilettantelife.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
So we're kind of... feels like, from what you hear in the news, magically finished with COVID, which we're not. But so we here at my house almost all had COVID except for Dad.
I know.
Yeah, we had it. Mom had it. But, you know, in order to keep up with the house, she needs to be working. So I gave her some time off while she was recovering. Once the fever broke, though, we were like...
Back to work, Mama.
Oh, yeah. Laundry. Yeah. Dusting. Vacuuming.
You don't give her a break, do you?
She had a day and a half. She had no fever. She was fine. She had lots of blankets around her. You could do laundry while you're in like six layers of sweatshirts. She was fine. No, we all recovered fine. It was kind of a rough patch, but we did good. And before that, Gigi had the brain surgery, which went awesome.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a long recovery. So we were... I was out of commission either with that or COVID for almost 3 months.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time at the hospital.
Right, and you visited. Thank you so
much. I visited the hospital. It took me 3 hours to get someplace that should have taken me an hour to get to because I got totally lost.
Yeah.
Our dogs are barking in the background. Don't mind them.
These are not your dogs. These are not your dogs you hear. So I was out of commission for a while, and so it's nice to be back and with a routine and back in work. She's back at school. Everybody, the family's back together. Everything seems to be coming together nicely, and so I'm glad for that, and thank you for everything.
Thank you
to our loyal listeners. Do we want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to Karen. Karen's a loyal listener, and I love that she listens, and
we
do.
I love you, Karen.
Susan loves you, Karen. And
you can be our sister.
You can be our sister, honorary sister for sisterly conversations. And
what, you have to take the dog for a weekend.
Yeah, take the dog off our hands. He's barking at something stupid. So, no, but the cool thing about Karen is she's got three or four brothers, I forget. And she told me recently that she loves to listen to us because it makes her wish she had her own sister.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nice?
She can borrow you anytime.
She does. She, we're good friends. That's nice. So,
and what about, here there's one more that you want to show.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Bobby.
I know he listens. I don't know if he listens to us when he's at work or when he gets home from work, but... I saw him recently, and he said, hey, when are you going to have a new episode? So,
well, here we go.
Here we are, Bob.
So this is our catching up. We're looking forward to many episodes in the future. So be on the lookout. Follow us. Like us. Can you give the numbers and the letters?
Well, we do have a new website that you can go to. It's called dipstitch.net. That's dipstitch.net, and that's our home website.
Should they include the barks in the web address?
I'm about to strangle my dog. I am about to strangle my dog. But go to dipstitch.net, and on the main page, right when it opens up, there's a link to Spotify, a link to Apple Podcasts where you can find us. And also on the website, there's a listing of all of our episodes. So, you know, there's a number of ways to get in touch with us.
So stay tuned. Be on the lookout. Watch for new episodes. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Dip Stitch out.
Dip Stitch out. Bye-bye.
Hi, ladies. It's Cousin Kitty here. Just wanted you to know that I listened to your latest episode, and all I do is laugh. You two are so funny. So thanks for doing this, and I'll keep listening. And also, I read your article, Susan. I loved it, latest article. And I will probably, I'm going to try to contribute, maybe. I like to write as well. So you never know, Joe. I might be sending you something. Hope to talk to you both soon. See you later. Bye.